Well, you know, there's something special in everybody's kitchen around America and maybe all over the world. And they're probably in a little box or they're in a notebook somewhere, but they have something really special inside. And every now and then it's taken out and it's opened. The box is open, something's taken out, and then you're sort of sorting through these different little things. For one particular item that you've really been thinking about. Anybody know what that is? A recipe. What's a recipe? So, hey, maybe it's grandma's favorite, something that's been passed down from generation to generation. It's one you really love. It's just not quite like anything else. But a recipe, it has all the ingredients and all the things necessary to cook, bake, something ultimately you would want to believe is really awesomely yummy. And maybe you can think of one right now. I got off the phone with George Evans today, and he said Jeannie blessed him with her homemade chicken soup, and she also made chocolate chip cookies. And it just, I just thought, well, maybe she knows these recipes so well that she doesn't even have to look anymore. But most people have to look, and they have to measure things out, and just to get the right mixture of ingredients. And I guess in sort of an ironic way, there's also recipes in the Bible, because what we're doing is we're putting a lot of these different things together, these different ingredients and this different steps that are necessary to really get something that's beneficial to us or to others for that matter. So, quick question. What's your favorite one? What's your favorite recipe in the Bible? Well, your mind's probably gone all over the place, but I'll give you an example. You can take your Bibles, turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, or just listen along, whatever blesses you. Colossians 2, verse 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." And sometimes, you know, I like to look at different translations. I mean, Jan, who's on the phone here with us, she has a translation, Aramaic, Peshitta, New Testament. There's so many different versions, New International Version, the Common English Version. I mean, you guys are familiar with all this. And so for me, sometimes to compare these different versions, and not that I like them all, but you sometimes get a clearer understanding of the verse. And so I want to look at the New Living Translation for just a quick second here of this verse, Colossians 2, 7, which again in the King James says, "Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." But this New Living Translation to me gives a little broader perspective. What it says is, "Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving." So, you know, I'm going to consider this to be like one of my favorite recipes. Okay, so we got to break it down a little bit, right? So first of all, in that verse, it says, we'll use the NLT, the New Living Translation, to break this thing down. But it says, first of all, let your roots grow down into him. And, you know, many times as we teach and share and just in our understanding of words, it's good to know what they mean. So what is a root? Well, definitely a part of a plant, let's say, that attaches to the ground or to a support. And definitely they're typically underground and they bring nourishment and they bring water and they bring all the things that are necessary for the growth of that plant, and they come via various branches and fibers and all these other things. But our roots growing into him are like us drawing life from his life. So when we feed on him, we feed on God, we feed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we nourish and sustain and build and provide the proper resources for growth. And we nourish our hearts and we plant ourselves deeper into him. What does that look like? Well, hey, I don't know. I mean, it could mean reading the word, could be praying, spending time with him, speaking in tongues, meditating about the scriptures, so many different things. But let's just say that would be the first ingredient, okay, that we would allow and let our roots grow down into him. And then number two, it says, let your lives be built on him. And it comes as no surprise that how we live our lives ultimately, more than likely, depends on what we are truly believing in our hearts. Hey, there's two choices, really. The ways of the world or God's ways. And they are radically different. So, and by believing what God says and living a life that's based on what we know and understand about spiritual realities, we're building a life on him. And guess what? That's good. That's sure to be a great life. So that would be the second ingredient, okay? We let our roots grow down into him. We let our lives be built on him. And number three, that then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught. So when we get born again, when we get spirit life, everything changes except our minds. And so our minds then need to be introduced to the light, let's say, of the Word. And our minds need to be made new in quality. And that's really what these first two ingredients tell us and instruct us to do, right? So it takes time, generally, for plants to grow and keeping it watered, keeping it fed on the things that are needed. It definitely nourishes the root system, then it flows into every area of the plant. Guess what? That's us. And our faith grows strong with the steady and consistent watering of the Word and with building our life on truth. And finally, number four, which I think is just so cool. It says, and you will what? Overflow with thanksgiving. Overflow with thanksgiving. The glass is not half empty, and the glass is not half full. The glass is overflowing. And in this verse, it says that the fruit of our lives, should we begin to apply this recipe, let's call it, is thankfulness. And when we know God, when we experience God, we understand and experience just how good God is, you know what? We can't help but overflow with thankfulness. When we look at the things of the world, you know, all the necessary things we have to do in life, what I think needs to happen, or what I don't think is going right, or what I do think is going right, you know what? Thankfulness seems to disappear. And so, not to oversimplify, but hey, what to do in those types of environments where we lose our focus? Well, my suggestion is you pull out the recipe box and you take a look at some scriptures, like in this case, Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. You know, I wish this was more complicated for you guys, and then I could really hit you with something like, whoa, that's amazing, man. Where'd you ever come up with that? This is the truth of the Word. This is one of the greatest truths that has ever been known to man. We can have a relationship with God Almighty. We can get into his Word. He can speak to us. We can minister, help, love, serve others. And in the process, we overflow. We overflow with what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Oh, man, it reminds me of Psalm 100, right? Enter into his courts with praise. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. Oh, I love that psalm. It is just so beautiful. Something to think about, guys. What's your favorite recipe? You know, you got that little box in the kitchen. You pull it out every now and then because you haven't been able to remember all the ingredients and you want to do it properly. You want to do it right. So you can get grandma's favorite cookies, right? Or Jeannie's chicken basil soup. But the Bible is full of things like that. And when we pull them out and we put them into practice, when we put them into use, you know, it tastes so good. And the benefit is that we will overflow with thanksgiving. Father God, you're so cool. You're so great. We love you so much, Father. We know the truth of what you say and what you teach us and what you show us is just so simple, Father. And I'm thankful that we can grow and put our roots down and flourish and be thankful and just be in a place to really love others, bless others, love ourselves, do whatever's needed, Father. And that, you know, really in the big picture, this time on earth is short. And I pray that we'll take advantage of the opportunities we have, whatever they look like, and that we have willing hearts to move forward. We pray in Christ's name. God bless you guys. Amen.